Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of talk about the expansion of Medicaid in Pennsylvania, and the governor has put forth the Healthy PA plan as sort of a blueprint of how Pennsylvania is going to be handling this. I know you have attended a meeting recently about this. What's going on with the Healthy PA plan?
Yes, this past week I had a meeting in the governor's office regarding the Healthy PA plan. The federal government recently approved Pennsylvania's plan. It's actually an alternative to Medicaid expansion that is expected to extend health insurance benefits to 600,000 uninsured Pennsylvanians for a nominal cost. A premium-based coverage plan for able-bodied individuals was approved for adults with incomes 100% above the poverty level, starting at $11,670. Premiums cannot exceed 2% of a beneficiary's household income and will be implemented on a sliding scale according to income. The monthly premium is designed to help hold down costs by reducing unnecessary and inappropriate emergency room usage. The General Assembly has also appropriated additional funding to support enrollment and outreach efforts for the Children's Health Insurance Program. The new Healthy PA plan also eliminates the Children's Health Insurance Program's six-month waiting period, and enrollment in the Healthy PA private coverage option will begin December 1, with coverage taking effect January 1, 2015. What's interesting is the governor-elect, Governor Wolf, would rather prefer to have a straight expansion of Medicaid, public assistance, public welfare program. But this is a private option plan, and it's designed to save money as well as provide more effective and efficient funding for an additional 600,000 heretofore uninsured working poor. For more information on this Healthy PA program, one can access the phone number of 866-550-4355 or go online, www.healthypa.com.
Also, we're coming up at that time of year when seniors have to start thinking about their Medicare plans and what they're going to be doing in the coming year, and I understand that there is help available for them.
Yes, Pennsylvania is in the top five or six states that have the greatest amount of senior citizens in its state, and senior citizens who are reviewing their Medicare plans are reminded about free assistance available through the APPRISE program. APPRISE is a free, unbiased health insurance counseling program designed to help older residents and caregivers with answers to questions about Medicare, Medicare supplemental insurance, Medicaid, and long-term care insurance. To learn more, contact APPRISE at 1-800-783-7067.
I also understand you attended a bill signing event recently for some legislation that will help to build awareness about an important disease that affects many Pennsylvanians, and that's Lyme disease.
Yes, I was honored to take part in a ceremonial bill signing for a new law I supported and had voted out of my health committee as chairman of the health committee that establishes a task force to investigate and make recommendations to the Department of Health regarding the education, prevention, and treatment of Lyme disease and related tick-borne diseases. Pennsylvania has actually led the nation in documented cases of Lyme tick disease, and this will be an important bill going forward to try to address the health concerns of those documented and diagnosed with Lyme disease and related tick-borne diseases.
We're coming up at the end of the legislative session and the time when the new districts that were decided on in the reapportionment process come into being. How's this going to affect your area?
Yes, I will retain all of Tioga County and Western Bradford County, but I will pick up a couple thousand more good citizens from Potter County. Actually, the Gailton area, the borough of Gailton, and Pike Township will now be covered in my legislative district that was being represented by Martin Causer. So I look forward to that. In fact, this morning I had a meeting with the judge in Potter County and a lot of good citizens from Potter County, and I really look forward to representing them after December 1 going forward in my legislative district.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.